So let's have our final meditation before the channel. So coming back into that place. Back into that place of deep coherence. So bringing your hands to your heart center. Breathing into that place. So easy now. You have a cellular memory of that, don't you? To slip right into that place. Body says yes, mind says yes, spirit says, oh boy. So take a breath into your heart. Feel the compassion that you have for yourself as being. And send that wave of compassion to your future self so that when you get there, you'll know who you are. And perhaps when you get there, the entourage of Kryon will be waiting. Perhaps when you get there, the Star Mothers will also be waiting. Your family will be ready for you. They will cast a net of compassion. And they will pull you towards your future self in a different way than the usual way that you go into the future. You'll walk towards yourself with a wave of compassion, with a wave of appreciation for who you are, why you're here, and why you are here right now to be loved and to be honored.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the end of the day, the end of the meeting. And for those who are just listening and not here, there has just been an exercise. It's an honoring exercise where, a few at a time, you look into the eyes of each other and realize you're one. There will be those you never see before, never see again. You come and you go. It's so common in life, in these meetings. But this time, you've made a connection. It's almost like saying, the God in me is the same one in you, and I honor that. And wherever you go, that connection remains. I want to talk about something. It's a connection that remains. 1 week ago, we gave information about something we hadn't been specific about before. It's about a new energy on the planet that is designed at this time to help you, specifically to help old souls in transition. The transition is between old energy and new energy while you're alive. It's something that most don't even realize is available. For it's a new paradigm that has not really been thought about before. It's not the way it used to work. We spoke about the fact that old souls on this planet right now are not here by accident. They are indeed here on purpose. For the ones who wish to have that spark of awareness and start to realize that there's more, that there's going to be help for them in ways that they don't expect. And so in order for me to set the stage, dear ones, I want to give you an example, a metaphor. Let's say you're a parent, a mom or dad, both, in a situation where you have a child or two, and right from the beginning, let's say in this metaphor, they have intelligence and free will. And they can do whatever they want in that free will, and they choose to leave and be on their own. They look around and say, I can handle this, I can do these things. I really don't need my parents for these things. For I'm a young person. I can be with other young people, and we can figure everything out we need. And off they go. This is not all that uncommon to life. But this is a metaphor of the Creator of the universe. When He put you here and gave you free choice to do whatever you wanted, to find that which was precious or not. And let's say those children go for a long time. And they go and they go and they go. And there comes a time when either individually or collectively they look back and say, we messed up. We really don't have a handle on any of this. We thought we did, and we don't. It's common on the planet in everyday life for children to believe they know it all. And then they'll come to a place where they realize perhaps not. This is the metaphor for the awakening of the old soul. Right now, so many old souls on this planet, in this room, listening to this, have had that spark of awakening. And they're ready to go to another level, if you wish to call it that, another experience, another paradigm, that would include those things which they now understand are there. And the question, even this day, has been asked, what do you do? What does the ordinary human being on this planet do at this point when they realize they have been in low consciousness for a very long time, that they wish so much to go to that new paradigm where they can have the Creator inside blossom in so many ways, and they have so much to learn. They want to turn a switch and make it happen, but they can't. They realize there's got to be learning and practice and all, but they don't know where to go. They just don't. And there are so many like this. We spoke today about that spark of awareness, and yesterday we talked about what happens when you realize there's something bigger. What happens when you realize you're magnificent on this planet and you're not here by accident and you're not here to suffer? And it's amazing. But what do you do? What is that next step? There are many who will fill you in and say, well, here's what you do. And they will give you the ABCs or the 1-2-3s or the linear practicing and all of those things they believe will take you to another paradigm. But dear ones, this is new. Back to the example, let's say you're the parent and you get the phone call. Let's say you had two children, you can hear them both. And they say, Mom, Dad, we really didn't do a good job. We could use your advice. We could use your love. We could use you. There would be in another paradigm when you'd say, we'll just come on home now. We'll talk about it. But that's not possible. Not in the metaphor and not in real life. And so here's what you're going to tell your kids. Mother, father, we love you so much. Thank you for the call. Do you really want the information we have for you? We have so much. And they say, yes, we do. We love you so much. And you say to them, I want you to sit down right now. And I want you to go through those things you used to think worked and you found out did not. And quietly, I want you to dismiss every single one of them in your mind as not workable, including some of the most precious ideas you were given by people you trusted, because it didn't work. And when you're done going through that list, I want you to sit quietly. And dear child, we're going to stay on the phone with you for the rest of your life. And we're going to give you the advice we know works, one by one, situation by situation. Every time you're in trouble, we never hang up. We're always there. If you've got questions, we're always there. In addition, we're going to send you help and tools. We're going to show you how synchronicity works so you'll be in the right place at the right time and meet the right people. Dear children, stand by for a life you've only dreamed of, the one we always wanted to give you. But now that you've had free choice to give us the phone call, we have permission to work with you like we've never worked with you before. If you're in that place right now, I'm telling you, you've just made a phone call. There is new energy that has been waiting for that call. Every call is different. Not every call says help. Not every call says I messed up. Some of them just say, I am ready for the next paradigm. I feel it here. I've had the spark and I'm ready. Every human is different in their lives, but I'll tell you, the intent that you give starts something what you would call a ball rolling, where you start to receive intuitive help. And you don't know where it's coming from. And some of it is so stellar. And you feel it. It's not like the standard intuition that seems to flit around and you don't really know whether you heard it or not. It stays. And you know it's speaking to you. It's got your name on it. You may ask, well, what's next? What do I do? What are the steps? And your intuition is going to say, go here. And you'll say, well, what about after that? And your intuition will say, there is no after that. That's the new paradigm, day at a time. And some of you will object. And you'll object because they say, that's uncomfortable for me. I need to know what's after that. And the voice on the phone so sweetly and compassionately will say, dear child, get used to this new paradigm because we are holding your hand. Don't worry about it. We'll tell you when you need to know every single day where your abundance is coming from, where your meals are coming from, where the projects are going, where to go, what to do, how to be. So you're safe. And they'll say, our love is with you so much that at any time you want, all you have to do is sit down and ask. And we'll be there. And you'll hear the voice in your head, in the intuition. It'll say, we're here. This is new. And it tells you about something that is going on this planet. An awakening, new gifts, new tools, new paradigms to advance that which is what we would call the evolution of consciousness in humanity. We speak of the old soul specifically because the old soul have the ability to glean, pull on, mine the Akash because they've been here and done that and know how things work. And so when the advice and the intuition comes forward, the old soul will be able to remember things and implement things and work with things that those on the planet for the first time may not know. So the old souls are the key to the advancement of the human race, and it's worldwide. Worldwide, it doesn't matter what country you're in listening to this. This is the Creator who's going to work with you in ways that you never, ever dreamed or imagined. Consider for a moment. You make that call and you hear that beautiful, loving voice of the Creator in whatever way you can imagine. And the first thing you hear is, "I'll never hang up." Now that's beautiful. And you need to hear it and know it and understand that you'll never be alone means that. That you are never alone means that. And that Spirit stands by to work with you in whatever speed is appropriate for your personality and your comfort. And that's what you would do for a child. There's going to be more. But some will say, could it be really that simple? The simplicity comes in the action of understanding. The complexity to come will be you implementing the miracles that are going to happen. Indeed, there will be learning. Indeed, there will be practice. But you'll smile all the way through it because they're still on the line. Gone is the idea that an angel will show up and tell you something and leave, and you're on your own. That was the old energy. That doesn't take into consideration even the word ascended, which is where you're going. The ascended human being is the one who ascends past the old energy into one they do not understand that's filled with sacredness and are not afraid. That has to be the old soul, for the new souls on the planet truly don't have that maturity, not yet, but they will. They will. They will, because they're going to watch you do it. I'll explain more as we go, but this is the simplicity. This is the metaphor of how much you're loved and what might happen next to those in this room and those listening to this message that you never thought would happen at this point in your life. Go from this place having released the things that need to be released, where you have the maturity at this point to do all of that and more. And so it is.